It's dynamite inside the place. Listen to the dynamite.
I'm just too excited. I don't know where to begin. I must say, I mean, you obviously hear this from everybody. Miss Dynamite, welcome to the Rinse. Back in, what was it, March this year, I wasn't a latecomer, you know, certainly aware of what you've been doing.
Okay.
From day one.
Yeah.
The so solid, the sticky things. Mm-hmm. But it's phenomenal, your success.
Thank you.
Has it soaked in yet?
No, not at all. I think if I really sat down and really, really thought about everything, I'd just get on a plane, go somewhere and never come back again. Because it's pretty scary. But, you know, when I do think about the day-to-day stuff, you know, it's amazing. My year has been so amazing, and you know, I'm really, really grateful to like everybody that's had a hand in kind of helping me to be.
What would you say was the kind of the key? Was it the Mercury, or was it things building up, or was it Mobos?
It was a lot of things, really. I think like for me personally, I already was amazed by the success before the Mobos and the Mercuries, you know, the chart positions that I was getting, the audience that I had, the kind of people that are interested in my music. I had really good media coverage. I think the Mercury was just like the icing on the cake, you know. It really was like, wow, you know, that one really hit me. It really
second
really
woman to ever win it.
I know.
First black female solo artist.
And the youngest ever to
the
get
youngest,
it as well.
Of course.
Yeah. And the first on my record label, and the list goes on and on and on. No, it is. It's crazy. It's really crazy. And then the Mobos after that, that was just like, wow. Then the Multicultural Awards as well. It's just like awards after awards. And it's really, really overwhelming. You know, I'm really not that good at taking compliments and stuff, so that's just like
you're gonna have to get used to
it. I know, it's really hard, but it's nice. It's really nice.
Well, listen, let's start off a little bit back in time. Let's play something that really kind of, not say put you on the map, but was really the kind of the grimy gutter days.
Yeah.
Sticky, yeah. Let's
okay.
have some boo.
Yeah.
Play your Ludacris remix.
Okay,
you did.
He's really done his homework.
I've always liked to do my homework on the Rinse. Yeah, you know what? I'm going to slag the record label. I'm not going to name them. They didn't even send it to me. Had to buy it.
Oh.
Been nagging them. I'm like, come on, push the artist here. But no, your label's good.
Yeah.
Big up Andrea. She's on it.
Yeah, big
Very
up Andrea.
Very good. So, you know, we had your stuff, as I say, playing it back in March.
Okay.
Played Sticky, I think, even in 2001. But I'm going to play your Ludacris remix in a minute. What about kind of people remixing you? You've had a couple of interesting ones. You had Nash remix on a track. What about other people remixing your work? Are you into that vibe?
Yeah, definitely. What I really love about, you know, different people remixing my work is that, you know, if you get someone that's like got a totally different vibe to you, I just think the best music comes out of just mixing everything together. So mixing totally different genres, different sounds. Also, I think music is a real personal thing, so it comes from, you know, really deep within someone. So to have a totally different person who, you know, I haven't got a clue what their beliefs or their musical likes are, because I do think all those things add to the type
Definitely.
Of music that you
The
make.
Melting pot. That's
yeah.
your background. I think that's what
it.
All the press, everyone quite rightly says.
Yeah.
That is what is so fantastic about you. You've really Aww. Soaked it up. But you have.
Thank you.
And you hear that in the music.
Yeah, well, with remixes, that is like also a really great part of remixing. I just hear my songs in a totally different light to, you know, when I originally wrote them. It's good, it's fun, it's really exciting, it's like Christmas.
Let's check it out then anyway, you featuring on the Ludacris track.
Okay.
Miss Dynamite, Maxwell Lee, Ludacris, Def Jam UK. We say hey when I rap, when I play. So them never know about me. So them never know Maxwell Lee. So them never know about me. Well, you're about to learn about the explosive lady. I spit combos like taking a step in a closer step. And when I'm repping, reckon you could threaten with profession. Not my reckon, cause I'm busting up like weapons. All that crazy niggas that are suitable like Russian Beckham. Some have to shut up the coke and rock. Some have to suck and fuck up where their life would stop. Some have to chat shit on records that they just get chopped. Some have to sell their souls knowing hell's burning hot. But remember who we are, bonds are two people. I ain't judging you, I ain't walking your Prada shoes. Hey, remember who we are, bonds are two people. I ain't judging you, I ain't walking your Prada shoes. Do what you have to do for making cash. Make up cash through my dirty mouth. Hear my dirty mouth from dirty south to dirty south. South of UK to south of USA. Ludacris, I'm a big Abbey's family.
Okay, Miss Dynamite, still here on the rinse. It's a pleasure having you here.
Oh, it's nice to be here.
Seriously, I know I'm gushing, but it's true. Who are you into? Who are you into at the moment? Who's kind of music wise?
I have to say, I'm really loving Missy. I just think she's got a really strong. I don't know. Her whole vibe is really strong. She keeps kind of really. It's not even keeping up. She keeps setting the trend and setting these kind of marks that everyone else has to come and catch up with. And I love that, you know. I think her and Timbaland make a wicked, a really, really great team. I think in terms of English, I'm really, like, really getting into the whole British thing. And I'm really into, like, supporting everyone that's around. I'm really happy for, like, people like Big Brothers and other people.
A little
that
bit of an Outcast rip-off there, I gotta say. I like the track.
No, I totally, do you not think that's a little bit kind of, with the video.
Even the video and even the track. See, I rate them and good effort.
No, I think a lot of people have said that, and I think they'd even kind of, you know, see that themselves. What I think is that I never thought anything that I when I heard the song, I never thought of Outkast at all until I saw
the
video.
Good point. Yeah.
You know, I never ever thought of Outkast at all until I saw the video. But I like what they're doing. It's different, you know, the whole three girls, three guys thing, the whole kind of R&B, especially the fact that they're kind of rapping. You know, British hip hop hasn't really made its mark yet, and I like the fact that the guys are rapping on there. I'm looking forward to hearing some stuff from some new stuff from the Realists.
Yeah.
I know that they're.
It's nice that you're still homing on your sort of urban stroke garage thing.
Yeah, well.
What about So Solid? Any kind of stuff for them?
Yeah, definitely. I've heard some of Lisa Mafia's new tracks, which are going to be coming out next year. They're heavy.
Did you watch the documentary?
I saw some of it. Where was I?
Get the DVD.
I can't remember. I was somewhere far, as I always am. But I got to see a bit of it, and it was interesting. I was happy about the documentary because I think that it was finally a chance for them to show themselves in the real light and show that they're people like everyone else and they do have feelings and, you know, that a big part, although they're not totally innocent, which I don't think they'd say, a much bigger part of the whole negative thing that surrounds them is media hype and a real kind of amplification, you know, of the media, of all the little tiny negative things.
Listen, back to you. I don't want to talk. I've had so sorry there. I want to talk to you because it's you, but you're very complimentary about us. I mean, obviously, you know, again, harking back a bit to the Mercuries, you know, beating people like David Bowie, legends like that. Obviously, you know, Spotlight, quite rightly, is on you.
Mm-hmm.
Offers must be pouring in. You must have tons of people knocking at the door. Anything interesting like cropping up? People saying, want to work with you, want to do this with you?
There are a few. There's not as much as everybody thinks there is, I have to say. Or if there are, I don't hear about them. I just hear about them as gossip.
You're not giving
as
your number out
factual
to enough people. The record company are hiding things from you.
You never know. No, there have been quite a few interesting things that have come along, but I'm not going to tell you because I want it all to be a surprise.
Okay, okay, that's lovely. All
bless. Okay. No one else says that. Like, come on.
No,
tell
no, no.
Me.
I mean, it's cool. It's good to, you know, don't open your presents before your birthday.
That's it. Thank you. I like that one.
Liam as well. I read an interesting thing. Liam Gallagher said, like, you are the best thing. I don't know whether that was just a, you know.
I read that as well, yeah. And I met someone that is a like a good friend of him, and you know, I met him actually, and he said I like his stuff, but obviously he wasn't like ecstatic or anything.
Well,
he was
style,
a really cool
it?
Guy.
Yeah.
He is so cool. He really is a real cool guy.
So, is there anyone specific you'd like to work with? Any, so, you know, you mentioned Missy, but any real, so I'm sure you're going to be doing a remix with her.
I would love
you'll
to.
You'll do it.
I think here, like for here, I recently did a gig for Oxfam with Coldplay. And I love them. They're really nice guys, really down to earth. And I do love their music as well. And I think it's different. It's totally different to kind of the box that people have put me into, this kind of all out R&B, garage, blah, 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 MC, singer, girl.
That.
So I'd love to do that because it's just different. And I think they're really talented. They're really cool. I think America wise, I think the all time, one of my all-time favorite would be Mary. Like, she's just someone that I've really grown up listening to, and kind of, I don't know, I feel like she's my generation's Aretha in a sense, in a mad sense. I like her, I really do. So
it is mad. I can see it, or I can see Dre knocking on your door. I'm telling you, but it's good, and you deserve it. That's what's so nice. Honestly, I've been reading a lot of stuff,
you. And
I know you've done bits and pieces with Eminem, and you know, I've been saying to a lot of people, it's so nice to see the likes of you and Eminem, someone who's uncompromising, mm-hmm. their own style. Yes, keep it real, blah blah blah, mm-hmm. the cliches. But you know, I'm quite anti the whole manufactured pop idly thing, which it's like having junk food and quality food. You know, it's great. You know, Eminem, there he is, number one film, number one album, and that guy doesn't compromise.
Yeah, I have to say, I really do take my hat off to him. I love him. I think he's, apart from being an amazing rapper,
totally.
You know, I think the skills that man has got is something else. But I love the fact that he just has not compromised at all. And I do think that...
Do you think you're compromising in any way?
I do think I compromise, but I don't compromise myself. I don't compromise who I am. I do think that Britain is totally different in terms of music to America. I think that in America you can afford to be, you know, not compromising, because it is a kind of about who's the most outrageous, and you know, that actually really sells records. Whereas here it's like everyone fit into line, everybody fit into this little box, and everybody, you know, everyone can be labeled. I think as people, as artists, that is one thing that I think we need to kind of take a leaf out of their book and just be yourself, you know, and don't compromise who you are, because we're different for a reason. If God wanted us all the same, he would have made us all the same. You know, I think it's an important thing to remember.
Okay, listen, let's play a track off the album. Let's play something you want to choose. Not necessarily your favourite, something that you want to hear off the album.
Something I'd like to hear off the album, I think, is Seed Will Grow with Kamani Marley, just because I haven't heard that one for ages.
Yo. I mean, some of these cats got the...
See, again, going back to your phenomenal success, quite mm-hmm. rightly deserved.
Mm-hmm.
You're a role model. You, without a doubt, you are now a role model to people. You are. You've got to accept that.
Mm.
But who was your... I mean, you've mentioned Mary J. Who was your role model, would you say?
To be honest with you, really, like my mum and my aunts, I was really, I was never, and honestly, I was never really the type of kid that kind of put on the telly and thought, right, I want to be like her. Or I was never really like that, because my mum kind of, I don't know, she always brought us up to, how can I put it? My mum was really brutally honest. Like, from the age of 4, I was aware that the Tooth Fairy wasn't real. There was no Santa Claus. My mum was just really... And so when
I
saw...
It was like Christmas is at your house.
No, but it was a good thing. Now, I really appreciate it because, you know, if I saw someone on telly and thought, wow, my mum would instantly be like, well, they're just a person like you, Naomi. You can achieve anything, you know. It's not wow. They're just a person. And that's really kept me really grounded throughout my life and very just like... People are people, you know, that we should all treat each other the same and that kind of thing. So I didn't really ever get like starstruck by anyone. I there were a lot of people that I looked up to musically, but I was never like, wow, I want to be like you, you know. I think my mum was a real inspiration to me. If there was anyone when I was younger, really, really young, teenage years, I was like, I do not want to be anything like my mother.
What's she like now? Obviously, she's happy with your success, but is she like saying it's not going to last? Is she being brutally honest now?
No, she's actually, it's crazy. Funnily enough, the one thing I really love about my job is that it has really chilled her out amazingly. I can't believe it. She's just like... She does more partying than I do. She's like a right teenager. You should have seen her last week. Wow. She's like, I'm going out now. Well, I'd finished my gig and I was like, right, let's all go home. She's like, no, I'm going off to such and such to rave it. I was like, okay, just leave her to it. So, no, she's really enjoying every minute of it.
Excellent. Now, another thing, obviously, again, all the media are saying, you know, comparing you, but, you know, we can brush over this quickly, but they're giving the Lauryn Hill comparisons. Mm-hmm. But in reality, and I do hear this, Fugees cannot get together because of Lauryn Hill. So if Wyclef gets on the blower to you and goes, join us. Yes, no?
No way.
Good answer.
No way.
Not even for silly amounts of money?
No.
That, like it.
To me, I would never want to try to fill someone else's shoes for a start.
Yeah, but supposing you're not really you're, you know...
Yeah, but if it's like to be part of the Fugees, then that is trying to fill someone else's shoes, especially with the comparison. But to be honest with you, I think that Wyclef is a really good entertainer. And I really love his song with Mary J. Blige. But... apart from that, I like what he did with Destiny's Child. I respect the fact that he finds good artists. City High, I like them as well. But I'm not a big
not
fan
feeling
of
as
his
Tom
music.
Jones.
I'm really not a fan of his music. I think it's a bit too cheesy for me, to be honest with you.
All right, let's play one more track off your album. Crazy Crush?
Yeah, that's cool.
Let's have some Crazy Crush.
Okay.
Another story I read, which I wouldn't let you see until we started talking.
Yeah.
It says here you were robbed. It's not a horrible bug.
Now,
Robbie Williams dropped your duet from his new album Escapology. What's all that about?
Oh, they make it sound so brutal and it's so not. Really, really long story short, his new single Feel, he gave it to me while he was still working on it. Sent it to me and asked me to do something on it, which I did, a little feature, but it was just like a it wasn't finished. When I sent it back to him, I was just like, you know, what do you think of this kind of flavour? Because I didn't know what to do in it. It's really quite a pop song, and I just didn't have a clue. So I gave it to him. Phone me, love it, blah, 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 blah. Then I had the Mercury's, the Mobos, everything was really busy, he was busy, and the next thing is that it came out. Then I saw him at the MTV Awards, and he's like, did you get my letter I wrote to you to explain why I
which
didn't
use
your
standard,
version?
Which the Evening Standard, yeah, started going that he was after you. Did you get my letters? I love
it
you.
It really wasn't like that. That's actually giving me like the creeps, because yeah. I've been thinking, who was standing around me at that time? Earwigging, I can't believe it. They get everywhere, they do. I'm going to be so much more careful in future. But anyway, it wasn't like that. He was just concerned that, you know, to make sure that I wasn't a bit peed off with him, which I totally wasn't at all, because when I gave it to him, it was still like a rough version, and I'd never redone any of it, and no one ever said, right, it's set in stone, you're going to be on the album now. It was never like that. And I was like, it's cool, you don't need to explain. He's like, no, I want to. And that was it. That was totally it. That was...
Do you rate him as an artist?
I have to say that I really think he's a good songwriter. I really like this song. You know, I'm a real yeah. word person. I can't say that I'm a great big fan of like pop music, because I'd be lying. What I think is that he, like I said, I would never compromise myself. So he's not so cheesy that I wouldn't work with him. It wasn't ever. I don't think he falls into the category of a cheesy pop artist. I think he's quite a respectable pop artist, actually. But he's still pop. You know, I love his writing skills. I like his songs. But I'm not necessarily a great big fan of his music, if I'm really honest.
Okay, listen, before we go and sort of play out with your new single,
mm-hmm.
Put Him Out.
Okay.
Just want to talk about, again, really finally, you know, what's happening, I mean, US-wise, deal-wise, they're obviously going to, again, they must be knocking on the doors.
Yeah, there's talks of it at the moment. Nothing is, like, confirmed yet, but there's a lot of meetings back and forth, and, they are interested out there. So hopefully, fingers crossed, we just have to see how it goes.
Well, listen, best of luck, and thank you. And a pleasure and an honour to meet you.
Oh, no, Andrew, thanks for having me.
Thank you. Here's the new single.